Millions of Muslims from around the world are converging on the holy Iraqi city of Karbala for the annual Arba'een commemoration. Pilgrims, including Iranians, are moving toward Karbala on foot from different directions, guarded by thousands of security forces. The city houses the shrine of Imam Hussein, grandson of the holy prophet Muhammad, and the third Shia Imam. This year, the pilgrimage, which is the largest annual human gathering in the world, reaches its peak on October 20th. That's the day of Arba'een, which marks 40 days after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein. He was martyred along with dozens of his companions during the Battle of Karbala more than 13 centuries ago. Earlier, we were joined by Press TV's Yusuf Jalali, who is based on Iran's Mehran border crossing, and update us on the latest with regards to the March of Arba'een.
I'm standing at the border between Iraq and Iran at Mehran border crossing, which is one of the four major border crossings for Iranians to pass through and get to Iraq to attend the Arba'een ceremonies. Mehran receives the largest number of pilgrims so far. Over 2 million people have crossed this border crossing into neighboring Iraq to attend the ceremonies. The number of Iranians who passed into Iraq has reached over 4 million. This is unprecedented because this has witnessed a 30% increase compared to last year. The climax of the gathering will take place on October 20th, which is the day of Arba'een, marking the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam. So Iran and Iraq, Iranian officials along with Iraqi officials have taken some measures to facilitate the travel of Iranian pilgrims to the city of Karbala. This year, Iranians do not need to have and get a visa to get into Iraq. The security is beefed up significantly along the marching path for the pilgrims. Security has been beefed up. Iranian and Iraqi security forces have been deployed along the path. The paths that lead to the city of Karbala.